Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday evening shiur for Parshas Tzav. Parshas Tzav in a non-leap year is always Shabbos HaGadol. And therefore, one doesn't always talk as much about Parshas Tzav as about other sedges, because usually in the Pesach mode. And even in a leap year, it's very often Shabbos for Purim and so on. Anyway, this week it is Parshas Parah, but I want to focus on something for Parshas Tzav towards the beginning of the Sedra. The Torah describes in the first source, Vayikra Parag Vav Pasuk Gimel, Belavash HaKohen Midoba, the Kohen would wear certain garments, linen garments, the Kohen would have to remove the deshin. The deshin means the ashes. He has to take the ashes, what's called Trumas HaDeshin, lifting or removing the ashes and putting them to the side by the Mizbeach. Okay, because obviously when you're burning things on the Mizbeach, there are ashes that are formed, so the ashes are put in a certain place next to the Mizbeach, and eventually in Pasuk Dalad, Ufashat es begadim, he takes those garments off, elavash begadim acharim, puts on different clothing. The desh and the ash has to be taken out of the Beis HaMikdash to a different place, to a special place. And this is a mitzvah known as Trumas Hadeshin. Rashi explains, interestingly enough, here in Parag Vav Pasuk Dalet, in the second source, Ufashat es begadim, sounds like he takes off his big day kahuna and he puts on other garments. Rashi says, Ein ze. This is not necessarily obligatory, meaning you don't have to. It's not a din you have to take those garments off. It's derech eretz. So you lachlich, but it's also begodim shemeshamish b'em tomei. The idea is when you're taking out ashes, you can get dirty, right? It's, you know, it's like taking out the garbage, so to speak. So your ashes can get you dirty. So he doesn't want to get his regular big day kahuna dirty to take them off. And it's also a din of derech eretz begodim shabishol and kader l'rabo ayim zeruem kos l'rabo. When you're cooking something, a servant is cooking something for his master, you work in the kitchen, you know, you're cooking, and then you have to serve the thing. So, you know, you serve the item, you put on different clothes, your different clothes for serving than you do for the actual cooking, right? You don't pour the wine, you don't, you know, you have a waiter that comes out, a guy in the kitchen, he's wearing whatever garments he's wearing in the kitchen, you know, but he's not the one who comes out and serves you the food. If you're in a nice restaurant, it's a waiter who's wearing a nice jacket or whatever, a nice outfit, a nicer outfit anyway. So that's the idea here. There are cheaper or lesser value garments that you have to wear. The Ramban, I don't want to go into in great detail. I'm presenting a little bit of it. The Ramban over there in Parag Vav Pasuk Dalet here in Parshas Tzav, he quotes this Rashi, and the idea is that you bring the deshin out and so on. It's interesting. Look at the end of the first paragraph. The Lomar Shel Tzos HaDeshin Tzricha Big Day Kahuna. When it says he puts on other garments, it doesn't mean like his weekday garment. He doesn't put on jeans and a t-shirt. Okay, he puts on other big day kahuna. Ain begodim acherim big day chol. It does not mean, says the Ramban, we'll see in the Gemara, it does not mean big day chol. When it says ufoshadas begodim elavash begodim acherim, doesn't mean he takes off the big day kahuna, the priestly vestments, the priestly garments, and put on regular, you know, personal, you know, ordinary garments. But rather, it's different big day kahuna. We'll see. But then in the second paragraph, the Ramban takes issue with Rashi. It says avaloya dati. I don't know why. Minayin omarav she'eno harav she'eno chova. Why does Rashi say this is not obligatory? Rashi said it again in source two. Ein zuchova l'derech eretz. He doesn't think that Ramban doesn't understand why. Why does Rashi assume it's not required? Kinira shemitzvah he ala kohen. The Ramban thinks it's a mitzvah for the kohen. Shabegodim she'asav al karbonos. The begodim he works, he wears when he works with the karbonos and he does the avod and so on. So the Trumas HaDeshin also, have, you know, you shouldn't use the exact same garments. And so it doesn't understand why Rashi assumes that it's, you know, it was only a good advice. So it's not proper. It's not technically a mitzvah. The Gemara discusses this in Yuma Dav Chof Gimel Amid Beis in source number 4, Tana Rabbanan. Uposhat Velovash quotes our Pasuk, right? And he says, is it the reason it comes up in Yuma? Because we know that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen had to change, the Kohen Gadol, who did the Avodah Yom Kippur, had to change several times, right? He had to change five times. He had two different sets of clothing that he had. His regular, what's called Big Day Zav, the golden garments, the fancy regular Big Day Kahuna. And then there was special Big Day Lovan that he wore only on Yom Kippur. And for different parts of the Avodah, he had to wear different parts of the clothes, different types of clothes. We see this over in the Avodah section of Musaf on Yom Kippur. You know, when we recount the whole Avodah, so he had it all together changed five different times. Anyway, so it comes up in the context of that discussion. He says, not the same as Yom Kippur, okay? Because at the end, he would put on, you know, big day chol and so on. However, here it says, Malahalan, big day kodesh, afkan, big day kodesh. Here, The other garments are also Bigdei Kodesh. Okay, they're the same clothes. It's not necessarily, the Kohen Gadol at the end would, you know, again, it's not, in other words, in the Beis HaMikdash was two totally different sets of clothing on Yom Kippur. It was the Bigdei Zov and the Bigdei Lov. And here, it's also Bigdei Kodesh. Don't think it's two completely different types of clothing. What does Bigodim Acherim mean? Says the Gemara, Pchusen Mehem. And Amar Mar, at the end of that source 4, Acherim Pchusen Mehem, Ketanah B'Rishmol, the Tanah B'Rishmol, Bigodim Shebishol, Kedere L'Rabbo, L'Imzer B'Hem, Kos L'Rabbo. And Rashi explains it actually, he quotes the Torah's Kohanim, expands on the Medrash, relating it to Yom Kippur. So the Yom Kippur, he had to wear two different types of clothing and so on. But again, I don't go into the issue of Yom Kippur now, but the idea is that the Kohen Gadol would again change his clothes during the different avodas. Anyway, the Bigdei Zov, the Bigdei Lov, and again, and Rashi spells all that out, how many times he changed for which types of avodah. We don't need it now, but here, when it says Bigodim, it means other Bigodim, but Acherim doesn't mean weekday or non Kohen clothes, but rather Pchusin Mehen, cheaper ones. Rashi says, Kigon Shchokim, like they're somewhat worn out. Like the Kohen had garments he wore, like any other clothes, that get worn out. So he wouldn't throw them out, he'd save them. And the Trumas Hadesh and the removal of the ashes would be done in these cheaper or more worn out clothing, not the same clothing he would wear at the time when he would do the rest of the Avodah. Okay, that's the idea. And he says the same thing. You know, again, when you work in a kitchen, so you get smoke and all kinds of other stuff, you splatter on your garments, and you don't serve the person wearing those same kind of garments. The same thing here. Okay, I printed the Meiri on Yuman Chav Gimel Beis Yom Asa Nemar B'Torah. It's actually a machlokas. What exactly the status of the mitzvah of Trumas Hadesh is? It is actually part of the avoda. Is it not actually part of the avoda? There's four different opinions. You can take a look at it if you're interested. Just explain that there are different types of different opinions as to whether was actually considered to be a part of the avoda and which garments you had to wear and so on. If you're interested, you can read over that Meiri. But for our purpose right now, we'll take a look at the Rambam. Hilchas Tmidim with Sofen Perek Beis Halacha Yud. Haromas Hadesh Me'al Mizbeach B'chol Yom Mitzvah Saseh. The Rambam happens to have the opinion that removing the Trumas Hadesh, removing the Desh and the Esh, the Mitzvah Saseh. Zenemar, our Postik, Me'erim Is Hadesh. V'hi Avodem Avodah Sakuna. Again, the Meiri presents it as a dispute, but I'm reading the Rambam now. It's one of the Avodahs, one of the services that the Kohen does in the Beis HaMikdash. U'bigdei Kehuna Shetorah. Again, they're cheaper, they're more worn out, they're older, perhaps more tattered garments than he normally wore. And he quotes our pasuk, doesn't mean not priestly garments, they were, but they were more worn out. Okay, but in any event, what we see from all of this for our purpose this evening is the Kohen had different clothes. He would not do most of the avodah, the primary service, and the basic service was not done with the same clothing that he wore for a more menial, if you will, task, like removing the ashes. Okay? All right. Now, there is a Gemara in Shabbos which learns something else from this pasuk here in our Sedra. Nothing to do per se with the Trumas Hadesh. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis in Shabbos towards the bottom of the page. Source 8. Omer Acha Bar Abba Omer Yochanan. Now Kuf Yud Dal Malav. Minayin L'Shinu Begadim in HaTorah. Where do we see that it's sometimes proper to change and put on other garments? Where do we see that in the Torah? And quotes our pasuk. Shnemar Foshadas Begadim. Alavash Begadim Acherim. The pasuk here in Parshas Tzav. The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Lemercha Torah Derech Eretz, same idea, Begadim Shabishu Ben Kedera L'Rabbo, Ayim Zoban Kos L'Rabbo. Okay, what exactly does this mean when the Gemara asks, Minayin L'Shinu Begadim Min HaTorah? Okay, Rashi says we're talking here about a matter which is brings covered. Rashi said, Minayin L'Shinu Begadim, Rashi in 9, on Kuf, top of Kuf, Yudal Amalap, Shud Derech Covered Lifnei Amalkam. At certain times, you're supposed to put on different clothes as a sign of respect and covered for Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi explained it's from the pasuk "Velash Begadim Achirim" by Trumas Hadeshim, and again he would put on cheaper or more tattered clothing. Kedei Shleimasu Begadim Achashuvim Shoven Mavodas Achilu Shtiya Kam Kitor V'Nitzok. When the different avodas, you don't want it to get stained or dirty, and so on. The same thing, Rabbi Shmuel explains it as we explained before. I just want to point out though that what the Gemara seems to be driving at, and remember this is a Gemara in Shabbos, so one of the earlier Mefarshim Rabbeinu Parachia from the town of Balayatosis in the Sefer Shittas HaKadmonim. I printed here some at source number 10. Rabbeinu Parachia, Net Gemara and Shabbos, Kuf Yud Dalman Allah, learns, Amr Yochel Minayin L'Shinu Begadim in HaTorah, Pirush Minayin Lanu Shenishana Begadim L'Shabbos. Ula Tfila and other things, too, L'Chol Dover Shippu Kavoda. We're focusing here on Shabbos. Rabbeinu Parachia understands in the Gemara's Kasha, Minayin L'Shinu Begadim in HaTorah, it's talking about changing your clothes for Shabbos. That's why I entitled the Shir Shabbos Clothing. So this pasuk here in Parshas Tzav, which talks about the Kohen putting on different clothing for different avodas, okay, is understood by the Gemara, another layer of interpretation that refers as well, it teaches us a lesson as well, about switching into big day Shabbos, that we put on special clothes for Shabbos, also for davening, and that's not our topic tonight. Then it's a Dechsiv, Fosh Shabbos Begoda, and explains the whole drasha that we explain. Again, when you remove the ashes, not the same clothes, so it's the same thing, it's some sort of an asmachta, some sort of a remez. The Mar Shoah says it as well, in the Chiddush HaGadol there on that daf in Shabbos Kuf Yud Aleph 11, Minay Al Shinu Gadol L'Inyan Shinu Big Day Shabbos Ma'isi Lo. The Gemara is quoting this with regards to the requirement to change into nicer clothing for Shabbos. The clothing you wear during the week should not be the same clothing you wear for Shabbos. Okay, just switch on Erev Shabbos and so on. It's the same idea. All this is sign of covered for Shabbos. Okay, that's how the Mefarshim understand it. So we have a notion that. And the Marsha takes the example further. Just like we said before, the waiter, the person who brings the food, is not wearing the same clothes as the guy in the kitchen who's working with stuff that spills and splatters and so on. So he says, you know, on Erev Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to prepare for Shabbos, right? The Marsha quotes the pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach in Source 12, Shmos Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chav Beis, talking about the mun. So it says on the Friday, that Yom HaShishi, that Friday, they collected a double amount and so on. And Moshe indeed said to them on that Friday, Perek Tes Zayin, the Shmos Pasuk Chav Gimel 12, V'amar Lehem Hu Asher Dibur Hashem. Okay, this is what Hashem says. Shabbosun, Shabbos Kodesh Hashem, Ochar, tomorrow will be Shabbos. Eis Asher Tofu Yifu, Eis Asher Tavashu Bashelu. Today, bake and cook everything you want to bake and cook, because, you know, as you prepare an Erev Shabbos, and you can save the mon, there's a double portion of Fellow Fridays, we know, and so on. So the Marsha quotes that pasuk. So it's not right that what you wear on Shabbos should be the same clothes in which you cooked and prepared other preparations on Friday in advance of Shabbos. Rather, you should have different clothes, just like the person who serves the food is not dressed in the same garments as the person who works in the kitchen preparing the food. So since on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, we're busy preparing and cooking and schlepping and doing other needs for Shabbos, that we take care of an Erev Shabbos, it's proper when Shabbos arrives to put on different clothing. That's the connection. That's the derivation from our pasuk here. They should have special clothes for Shabbos. Okay, now, what exactly is the nature of that din? Is it an absolute chiyuv? You know, what's the din? Is it a din of honoring Shabbos and so on? So that's what it appears. There is a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Ches, pasuk Yud Gimel. Happens to be from the Haftorah on Yom Kippur. But in any event, it's talking about Shabbos as well. And in fact, those who daven Nusach Sfard frequently will quote these two psukim as part of Kiddush by Shabbos lunch. Anyway, it says in Perek Nun Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel of Yeshaya, Im Toshu Min Shabbos Haglecha, Sos Chavetz Habi Yom Kochi, V'Karosho Shabbos Oneg, right? That's where you get the idea of Oneg Shabbos from. V'Likdosh Hashem Mechubad. The holy day of Hashem should be Mechubad, should be honored. V'Chibadato, and you honor it, by refraining from certain activities and so on. And then Pasuk Yudalit says someone who does this will get a great reward and so on. Okay. Now, the Radak comments on that Pasuk Yishai in Source 14, Perek Nun Ches Pasuk Gimel. He quotes the Chazal understand that you, Shelo Yehei Min Hago Shul Shabbos, Min Hago Shul Chol. From here, we learn that a person should not present himself, carry himself, act on Shabbos the same way you act on a weekday. And Kimo Sha'om of Chibarato, Shelo Yehei Malbushcho Shul Shabbos K'Malbushcho Shul Chol. From here, we also learn something else, a source that your dress, your clothing on Shabbos are not the same as the clothing on a weekday. And also, you should not walk on Shabbos like you walk on a weekday and do the same type of activities. Don't eat on Shabbos. Shelocho Macholos, the same type of food. You know, weekday, you have special food for Shabbos, as we know. And that's how the Mitzvot David also there in Perek Nun Ches Yishai Pasuk Gimel source, it says, source 15, Hibarat HaRotan Lo B'Kriya Shem Levad. It's not just that you call it Shabbos, because the language of the pasuk is a karosol Shabbos oneg. Right, that's the pasuk. Look back in 13, pasuk Yudimel there. The karosol Shabbos oneg. So as David says, the pasuk goes on, because not enough just to call it Shabbos, to identify it as Shabbos. Rather, he says, "Ela tichabdu bo inyanecha." You tichabdu honor it, you know, through your deeds and so on that day. And what they're referring to is another gemara in Shabbos. Now the gemara we saw before, which used the pasuk here in Parshas Tzav to teach you have separate garments for Shabbos for a weekday, you know, from Ufos Shadas Begoda V'Lavash Begoda Acherim, which is the top of Kuf Yud Dalet Men Aleph, back in source number 8. Here in source number 16, there's another pasuk And that's the pasuk in Shaya. V'chibarata me'asos rachecha. V'chibarata shelo yehei malbushcha shel Shabbos k'malbushcha shel chol. So it's another derivation, this one from a pasuk in Navi, that your clothing on a weekday should not be the same as clothing on Shabbos. Why is that called l'kdosh Hashem mechubad? Right? Or chibarato, v'chibarato. So he says, v'chihad Rabbi Yochanan kari l'manei mechabdusoi. Rabbi Yochanan used to refer to his clothing as that which brings me honor. Okay, a way a person dresses sometimes brings him honor or not honor. The other way, I think Shakespeare, in one of the plays, I think maybe in Othello, says, I forgot already, maybe Hamlet, says, for off the clothes proclaim the man. Something along those lines, right? That a person, the way a person dresses, sometimes announces or declares who you are. When you go to an interview, an important business meeting and so on, you want to dress a certain way because it makes an impression. So Rabbi Yochanan used to refer to his clothing as that which brings me honor. So when it says v'chibarato, it's referring dafka to clothing. As Rashi says there in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Gimel Aleph, in source 17, v'chabdusoi shemechabdin balein, clothing, nice clothing, brings honor to a person. And that's the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah in Parshas Bo, Parshas Yud Ches, Simen Hay in 18, shekvodo shel adam, big deal, right? Your clothing, bring you honor. Same idea. Okay? And the Marsha actually connects it to the big day kahuna. The Marsha and Kuf Yud Gimel Aleph on that statement of Yochanan, Kari Lamanim Mechabdusai, that's in the Kedush HaGodos, he says, Ulekaman Yalef Shin Begadim Aaron. Right? He takes note of the fact that this Gemara actually is first. This Gemara from the Pasuk and Navi is Kuf Yud Gimel Amin Aleph. That's where we learned your clothes on Shabbos shouldn't be like your clothes on weekday because it says v'chibarato, and Rabbi Yochanan's connection between kavod and clothing. The other Gemara that we saw before is the next page. It's Kuf Yud Dalet Aleph, the very, very bottom of Gimel Beis, but it's a Kuf Yud Dalet Aleph, an Amud later, okay, learns it out from something else, from our Pasuk here in Parshas Tav, u'parshatas begodav. So he points out, let's remember, says the Maharsha, when it talks about the big day kahuna, what does the Pasuk say? He quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh, I printed in 20, Shmos per Kofchas Pasuk Beis, v'osisa big day kodesh l'aron achicha, l'chavod, u'lesifores, l'chavod, there too. The Kohen's garments are designed for kavod. So the Maharsha kind of puts the sources together, if you will. Now it's interesting, because, The pasuk in Navi, right? The pasuk in Yeshaya, v'chibarato, it says like dosh Hashem mechubot. So the Ein Yaakov, the Ion Yaakov, on the Ein Yaakov there in Shabbos, the Ein Yaakov is on the Midrashic or Agadic passage in the Gemara. So one of the commentaries is the Ion Yaakov. He writes from the Chok Yaakov writes there in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Gimel Aleph 21 Divamas v'chibarato. He says, one second, how do you know v'chibarato means clothing? Maybe v'chibarato means, I don't know. Again, we have the drasha. V'chibarato means clothing, right? That's what the Gemara says in 16 on that daf in Shabbos. Kuf Yud Gimel Aleph. Shal Yehi Malbushcha Shel Shabbos K'malbushcha Shel Chol. But who says v'chibarato means clothing? And it's nice that Yochanan called his clothing, that which honors me. Good. But how do we know that how did Chazal make that drosha? Maybe, says the Maharsha, it should be v'chibarato, like we mentioned before, but with food. And we do that, right? You serve different food, higher quality food, better, fancier food on Shabbos and weekday. Maybe that's what it means. Right. Why do they make the drosha about clothing? So the Ein Yaakov says it very interesting. He says it's dafka malbushim and not an achilu shtia, because a little bit later in Shabbos, several pages later, on Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, look in 22. Amal Rachel goes to Avuhununa. My dichsiv likdosh Hashem mechubad. Okay, that's that same pasuk back in 13. Likdosh Hashem mechubad. What is meant by kadosh Hashem? Okay, what is meant by kadosh Hashem? What day is called kadosh Hashem? Okay, that's referring to Yom Kippur. That's, in fact, the Chassidim refer to Yom Kippur as Yom HaKodesh, right? The Yom HaKodesh. Okay, then don't say Yom Kippur, the Yom HaKodesh. But that's the holiest, right? We consider it the holiest day, Kedosh Hashem. So one second, if that's talking about Yom Kippur, Amar Leizeh Yom Kippurim, well, on Yom Kippur, there's no eating and drinking. So it says, L'Kedosh Hashem Michubad, and it's a reference to Yom Kippur, then it can't be talking about honoring with eating and drinking, because there is no eating and drinking on Yom Kippur, obviously. So what then does it mean? It's got to be, he's referring to that Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, Amar Torah, Kabdeu B'chsus Nikiya, nicer clothing. Okay, and that's what Rashi says. Kadosh Hashem Mechubah, how do we know it's talking about Yom Kippur? Because the first part of the Pasuk says Shabbos. It says, V'karosol Shabbos Oneg, Rashi points that out in the third 23. It says, V'karosol Shabbos Oneg, that's Shabbos. So what's Kadosh Hashem? What's Kadosh Hashem? If Shabbos is already mentioned, so therefore Kadosh Hashem, Yom HaKadosh, is referring to Yom Kippur. Okay, but it says Mechubad. So how do you honor Yom Kippur? Not with food, rather with clothing. And the truth of the matter is, the Ramah brings in Hilchos Yom Kippur as a side point. Or Chaim Siman Tov Reish Yud Siv Dalet 24. It says, Yesh Shekosos Shenoga Lubos Begadim Levonim Nekiyim Yom Kippur. We have a minute to wear white, clean clothes on Yom Kippur, which we do. Okay, we wear kittel. My dugma is Malach Hasharis, right? Like the Malachim wear. Some say it's Chaynog Lubosh Kittel. Okay, Shulavan Menaki, and other states to remind us of the. The Yom HaMisa, it's like shrouds and so on, to give us a sobering thought on Yom Kippur. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, they've caught the Pes Zayin there, in Siman Tov Reish Yud 25, said, Noagim Shagam HaNoshim Lovshim Begadim Levonim Nekim. Women also have a practice to wear white, clean clothes and so on. They don't wear a kittel, but so on. But in any event, the idea, Eino Goes Lubosh Kittel, that's not a woman's practice. But why do we wear a kittel? Because again, that's something special for Yom Kippur. Most people wear kittel. And Rosh Hashanah, just about like tefillah, about, okay, where's a kittel? But on Yom Kippur, pretty much everybody wears a kittel. And that's because it stands out that it's something extra. We don't usually wear at any other Yom Tov or Shabbos. It's on top of that because it's a din in honoring Yom Kippur with clothing. In any event, that's what the Yon Yaakov says, that's why the drosh of a chibarato has to do with clothing and not with food and drink. In any event, we have two makoros. One on Kuf Yud Gimel when Aleph learns from Pasuk in Yeshaya, and one on Kuf Yud Dalet when Aleph learns from the Pasuk in Har Sedra, in which you have different clothing. Okay, and I printed 26 on Marsha also says, right, that he wants to assist, it's perhaps in Machlokas, and he says, they don't bring in the statement of Rabbi Yochanan over there because it can't be for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, they don't need the statement of Rabbi Yochanan over there. That he called his clothing my that which honored me, because clearly talking about Yom Kippur, clearly talking about clothing. Okay, but I want to call your attention to an interesting comment from the Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, the Ben Ishchai. He has a commentary on the Agadic portion of the Gemara called Ben Yehoyado. The commentary on the Agadic section of the Gemara. So on Kuf Yud Gimel and Aleph, the Ben Yehoyado writes as follows, right? He says, it's interesting, because the language of the Gemara there, and look back at Kuf Yud Gimel and Aleph in the Gemara, source 16, it says, Shelo yehei malbushcho shel Shabbos, malbushcho shel chol. That's what it says in 16. In 8, it says you're supposed to change your clothing. So he takes note and he says there might be two different things operative here. One thing is to change your clothing. Well, change your clothing doesn't necessarily by itself mean it has to be better quality. Okay? That's a question. Does it mean necessarily better quality? Or it's changing your clothing, but on the other hand, if you learn it from where we learn it in Parshas Tzav, okay, it dafka meant you take the finer clothing off and you put cheaper clothing on. But the pasuk in the limud and kufi gimel and aleph just says shelo yama bushcho shel Shabbos. Don't wear the same clothes. It's kosher. Havel lemem shetachlif begadecha leShabbos. Okay, if you just had one brush, I might thought, okay, I just have to change clothes. Could mean just I should put on different clothing. Doesn't necessarily have to be better, just different than I wear during the week. Okay, but rather we're saying over here, when you put the two things together, it has to be okay, it shouldn't look like the same clothing. Not that I put on a different shirt. There's a shirt, that's a shirt. No, it's got to look different. Okay, and that's what we want to say. Shouldn't be domelo, shouldn't be like it at all, okay? Even if it's another beged, because otherwise you won't be able to tell. But I think he's kind of going back and forth. The kamabushko shabbos shouldn't be the same quality. The pasuk of changing, you could learn, okay, just mean you have to change your clothing, right? That was the language of Gemara. Look back in source 8 on Kuf Yud Aleph, to minayin l'shinui begadim. Okay, shinui begadim. So we had the drasha that it meant to put on, cheaper and then take off the finer and so on. But without the drasha, shinui begadim just means changing. But lo yehem balbushchosh means it shouldn't be the same quality of clothing. So the idea here is not just you're supposed to have a different clothing for Shabbos, but a different set of clothes for Shabbos, which should be a nicer set of clothing. So that's a point number one of the Ben Yehoyada. Okay, so I could have two different drushas. And otherwise, look at this. What do you need two different drushas for altogether? We already have the Pusik and the Torah, and what do you need the Pusik and Navi for? We have the Pusik and Navi, what do you need the Pusik and the Torah for? Why do you have to have two different drushes? The answer is not enough just to change your clothing, but to put on finer clothing. Then he mentions something else in 28, the Ben Yehoyada, on Kuf Yod Aleph and Aleph, he points out something interesting. He says again, Kuf Yod Aleph, the second Gemara, which quotes the pasuk here in Parshas Tav. So he says, I don't understand. We learned it already. We learn on Kuf Yod Gimel, Shalem Abush Chashal Shabbos, Kabush Chashal Chol. We learned it already. We have to have another drasha for. So he says, we wanted to have two different drushes, one from the Torah, one from the Navi, because to highlight it's important. In what sense? Listen to this question. It's a question we can't relate to any way, shape, or form today. But let's say somebody is so poor that he can afford either getting a new shirt for Shabbos or getting wine for Kiddush. You know, we can't imagine such a thing, but what comes first, right? He says, you look at the second line of 28. Lemisha yeshlo mos liknos ben big day Shabbos, ve'eno liknes gam yayin lekiddush. Eizem ehem kodim. What takes precedence? You know, we don't live in that kind of poverty-stricken world, Baruch Hashem, but people did. At one time, wine was an expensive commodity. You know, it talks about the gods, $5. In certain years, they couldn't have wine, $5, couldn't afford it, whatever else. So that's the situation that he brings. So you might have thought, well, one second. Okay, Shabbos, let's take a look in source 29. He quotes the Gemara in Pesachim, which quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Yisro, Perkov, Pasuk Ches, Nasir, Sadibros, source 29, Zocher, Shama, Shabbos, Akacho. Okay. From which the Gemara derives in 30, Pesachim, Kuf, Vav, Med Aleph, Tanar, Bonus, Zocher, Shama, Shabbos, Akacho, Zocher, Ala, Yayin. Okay, so you need wine for Kiddush. That's derived from a rabbinic derivation based on a Pasuk in the Torah. Well, I would think that might take precedence over having a begodim. Okay, it might take precedence over having different begodim. You had the Pasuk in Navi, okay, the Pasuk in the Torah versus the Pasuk from Navi, the Pasuk in the Torah wins out. Okay, but now that I have two Pasuk, a Pasuk in the Torah and a Pasuk in Navi, okay, that tilts the weight of the scales in favor of, guess what, buying nicer clothes and not having wine for Kiddush. And that's right. Okay, he says, now, Mishum de'isla, in the fourth line of 28, now, Mishum de'isla, smacht al trei kroi, Pasuk Torah u Pasuk Nevi'im. Okay, you have two Pasukim. A Pasuk in the Torah, Marasadu Parshas Tav, a first Shabbos begotten, they have to change clothes, and the Pasuk in Yeshaya, you have to have honor for Shabbos, not wear the same clothing. Now that I have two, then Yikne Levush, Yikadish Alapas. You make Kiddush over bread. You don't have to make Kiddush over wine. You're supposed to, but you don't have wine, you make Kiddush over the challah. Yeah, I mentioned when I was a kid, the standard siddur that you always used to get was a siddur shiloh. People remember the siddur shiloh? That was when in the first grade we got the siddur shiloh. You look in the siddur, I don't know if it's still like that, but you look in the siddur, I have a few still home. My kids got it also. Now they have art school. But anyway, when we used to get the siddur shiloh, you look in the siddur shiloh on Kiddush, has a paragraph by Echulu, and then it has a choice, two brachas, Bar Per Gofen and Amotzi. And then it goes on to the second bracha, you know, Asher Kishnovas HaRot Zavano, concluding Mekadosh HaShabbos. Actually had the two choices. I remember as a kid seeing, never heard of the Amotzi on Kiddush. Thought it was a joke. But anyway, that's what they have. So the Ben Ishchad, the Ben Yehoyada says, since you have two psukim, so it wins out, you should buy a fancier garment, make Kiddush over a challah. Anyway, that's what perhaps learned from two different things. What this would all imply is that having nice clothing, the din and covered and respecting Shabbos, okay, it may also be, you know, I didn't quote it, but I've mentioned it many times in the past, they've only gone to the very end of Hilchos Yontif, says that whatever you do in advance of Shabbos is called covered Shabbos. We do on Shabbos, make it special, is called Onik Shabbos. I should have quoted it here. I left it out, but that's the Vilna Gaon, and it's in the Tov Kuf Chof Tezor Arachaim, Hilchos Yontif, very end of Hilchos Yontif. So he mentions, and others say it too, that covered Shabbos is what you do in advance of Shabbos, and Oneg is what you do on Shabbos, having three meals and good food and so on. Well, so it could be that this is more covered, as we said, you change before Shabbos, you get rid of the weekday clothing, the clothing you worked in, and so on. I just want to point out an interesting thing that appears in the Sefer Orchos Chaim, Chelek Aleph. It's Din Er Arve Shabbos's Os Tes. He writes in 31, Umachlif Big Day Chol, the Lovish Big Day Shabbos, Lichvod Shabbos. Okay, that's true, it's Kovod Shabbos. Then he adds something else. Kadei Sheyizkor Sheyom Kodesh Va'asar Ba'asiyas Malacha. It reminds you that it's Shabbos. If you're dressed in Big Day Shabbos, it's a reminder that it's Shabbos. You'll remind yourself that it's Shabbos. Somebody told me a story recently that she was someplace, whatever, and she saw something when she was a teenager, whatever reason, didn't have the big day Shabbos, or you know, she was staying in some place where somebody stole her stuff. I forgot the whole story, right? But she didn't have her big day Shabbos. Then they caught the person who had stolen the things, and so they asked her to sign it. And she wasn't wearing a big day Shabbos. She forgot. She signed it. And she wasn't wearing her Shabbos clothing. So sometimes it can serve as a reminder, okay, besides from covered Shabbos. The idea, therefore, is that everybody is expected to have Shabbos clothing. Okay, whether it's a COVID Shabbos or it's perhaps Oneg Shabbos, because you're doing it on Shabbos itself, although I didn't see that, or it's this idea of the Orchis Chaim that it reminds you that it is Shabbos and so on. You're supposed to have Shabbos clothing. And that's something that emerges from a Yerushalmi, interesting, and a Medrash in Rus. The Pasuk in Rus, Paragimel, Pasuk Gimel 32 says, when Naomi was instructing Rus to go on that fateful evening, you know, to Boaz, to the threshing floor. Remember the story from Shavuos, right? To Boaz, we were supposed to meet Boaz, and Naomi instructed her to get herself dolled up, right? Get herself nicely put together. So Paragimel, Pasuk Gimel, Rus says, Barachatz, Vasach, to bathe and anoint yourself with perfumes and oil, Vesam, Tzino, Sayach, Alayach, and put your clothing on. Okay? Says Rashi, 33, in Rus, Paragimel, Pasuk Gimel, what do you mean, Vesam, Tzino, Sayach, Begodim, Shal Shabbos? Wear your Shabbos clothes. That's what Naomi was telling Rus, says Rashi. Where did you get that from? So Medrash and Rus Rabbah, Parsha says, when you're bathed, Source 34 explains, says, what do you mean, put your clothes on? What, was she going to go naked? That's a V'chi Aruma Haisa. Why did Naomi have to tell her, go bathe and freshen yourself up and put on your clothes? What, she wouldn't have thought to put her clothes on herself? She's going to go with no clothes on? Obviously not. Okay. Ela, Ela, Big Day Shabbat, the Medrash, that's where Rashi got it from. It's all about Shabbos clothes. And Mikan Omer B'chanina, Tzorich Adam Leos Lo Shnei Atufim Echad L'Chol Echad Shabbos. A person Atufim like means like wraps, you know, clothing. You wrap yourself in. You're supposed to have two different sets of clothing, one for Shabbos, one for a weekday, and that's what Reb Simloy had, the same drosha and so on. Shouldn't be the same thing you wear on a weekday. Rather, you're supposed to change. Okay, and the Yerushalmi says the same thing in Peah, Parakas Halacha Zayin Amar Chanina Tzorich Leos Lo Shnei Atufim Atifin Echad L'Chol Echad Shabbos. Different sets of clothing, one for Shabbos, one for weekday. And it quotes the pasuk. From Rus, obviously, Naomi would not think that she was going to go with no clothes on. When she told her to put on clothes, it means clothes that are Shabbos Dickinson, okay, Shabbos clothing. That's how the Mefarshim explained it. The Moshe there says, obviously, she didn't need to tell her that to put on clothing stomp. Obviously, she was telling her to put on fancy clothing, and therefore we have to change. And it says at the end, Shrikin, it says, you have to make some kind of a Shina. Apal Piche, he says, Avrin Shrikin Matam Lashanos the Shabbos. Should make some type of change. We'll explain that in just a moment. Okay, the Pnei Moshe hints at it. But what it means is, what it says is as follows. Okay, you're supposed to make your clothes look different. And that's what the source is telling us. The Mari Aponim, which is a Tosa-style commentary on the Yerushalmi from the same authors of Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe, I mentioned many times in the past, is the one commentary that we have on the entire Yerushalmi, cover to cover. Now you have from Chaim Kanevsky also, but the classic editions of Pnei Moshe was on the whole Yerushalmi. And that's a Rashi-style commentary, phrase by phrase. There's a Tosa-style commentary with a Mari upon him. So he says, he quotes the Gemara in the Bavli. And this is Yerushalmi. The Bavli says, it's talking about Big Day Shabbos. Okay? And it says over there, what if a person can't afford it? Like we said before, what if a person doesn't have money to buy another suit for Shabbos? That could come up. So he says, Ein lo lahachlif, the second line of 37, Yishal shel begadav. You should fold your clothing in a certain way. Okay? Do something, quotes Reb Simloy. And that's the Gemara in Shabbos on that same daf we looked at before. Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph 38, Amar of Huna, Im Yesh Lo Lahachlif Yachlif. If you have, you can afford better clothes to Shabbos, you change. But what if you don't have it? Still, you shall so we got to fold the garment. So it looks different. Put the fold in a different way, okay? And explains that that's not considered the Yorah and so on, because the idea is, that's a sort of, Rashi explains there in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, a wealthy person who worked in the field. Again, in those days, they wore kind of like long, flowing robe, like togas and so wraps. They went down to the ground. Well, if you worked out in the field, okay, you're going to drag your cloak, whatever you're wearing, your overgarment, you'll be dragged through the mud. Okay? So they used to pin it up. You were a poor person that had to work out in the field. They would pin up the garment. Okay? It was only the rich people who didn't have to work. They could sit at home all day. The bankers or whatever, they could sit at home all day. So they can they can let their garments go down. So that's what Rashi explains, that the poor person all week long had to pin up his garment. So on Shabbos, he should lower his garment. Okay, so like a rich person. All right, that's what Rashi says that it means. But in any event, there's a further question. Tosas raises the kasha there in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Gimel Aleph 40. Tosas says, he says, but we can afford a nicer clothes. So just, we have to do that. We have to do that. We can't just do a fold. The other hand, he says, well, what if the other clothing is nicer? Or what wins out? That's an interesting question. The Ran, the Kedusha Ran, the Amuchas, Tim, and Shabbos, Kufi, Gil, and Aleph, 41, Tim, and Shabbos, Shalshal says, Shaloyag Bia, Kanfe, Kusu, Takas, Ezoro. You know, again, you should fold in a different way or wrap it in a different way. They do a weekday. A pot of rice should look different than you do on Shabbat. Just as a side point, I remember reading it in one of the, I don't know if it was in Halakha, you know, some one of the things that Rav Soloveitchik wrote, you know, when he was a young man. He said that people really look different on Shabbos. He told us a story, he records a story that we once went to the shul there in Chasalavich. We grew up as a teenager. And there was a man there, you know, who saw him. And he didn't say anything. The Salvation of the young man, he didn't say anything. So the man said, you don't say good Shabbos, you don't say hello to me. You don't greet me. And he said, who are you? I didn't recognize you. What do you mean? I'm Yossel the porter. And he looked at him like, you know, the porter's a guy, a schlepper, right? He schleps all week long. He was a schlepper, but on Shabbos, he looked so different on Shabbos. That's what the Rebbe was trying to point out. His whole face was different. His clothing was different. He didn't even recognize him. And it was, during the week, he was just a porter, a schlepper. Okay, but during the Shabbos, he looked differently. He looked very different. So that's the idea. People should look different on Shabbos. And if you can't afford to just do something, wear the clothes differently, fold it differently, wrap it differently, some type of a change. Okay, now it's interesting because when is it that you're supposed to do this? When should you do this? So I was looking at 42. Rav Chanina would put on his nice clothes. Me'atif means wrap himself. And again, clothing in the olden days were like wraps. So Rashi says in Kufi Tesman Aleph 43, Me'atif bebegodim noim. He would put on his nice clothing with Rav Chanina. Apanya demalei Shabbato on Erev Shabbos afternoon. And he would say, Bo v'neitze likos Shabbos hamalka. Let's go greet the Shabbos queen. Right, and Rabbi Yanai lovish manim ala Shabbat. He would put on his clothing. He would say, "Boi chala, boi chala." Right, so we know that from the Chadodi. This is a 1,000 years before the Chadodi. Okay, the Chadodi has appeared written in the 1500s by Rishon Alkavitz of Sat, and it's become so popular that everybody says it on Friday night. But in the Gemara, they didn't have the Chadodi, but the expression is borrowed from the Gemara. The Gemara, you know, 1,000 years earlier, they would say these phrases: "Let's go out and greet the queen, or greet the bride, the queen." The Sukhsvar, they say, Boy Chala Shabbos Malka, so fine. Okay, but the point is that they put on those clothing in the afternoon already. Okay, so keep that thought in mind. I want to point out an interesting thing from the Shiltas, because before we said, we quoted that Gemara in source number 16, that Rabbi Yochanan used to call his Shabbos, his clothing in general, that which honored. The Shiltas has a little different girsa in that Gemara. Shiltas, Shilta Aleph, in Parashas Bereishis 44. He says you should wear nicer clothes on Shabbos, right? Don't wear shaloyeh mabushkos on Shabbos, kushos shachol. And then he writes, okay, quote, look at the quote, look at the end of 44 in the first line. To Rabbi Yochanan kori lemonei to have a lovish b'shabbata mechabdusai. Which clothing did Rabbi Yochanan refer to as that which honors him? Not his clothing in general, which is the gear so that we have, but he adds three words. Lemonei to have a lavush b'shabbata. His Shabbos clothing, that's what he called the clothing that were honor and so on. Okay, that's the Shilas Shalom is one of the commentaries on the page in the Shiltas and standard edition of Shiltas and Os Gimel. He says, he adds these three words, right? It's the Shabbos clothing that referred to as that which brings me honor. And that's what it means. You have to have Begodim Chashuv in the Eitz Yosef on the Medrash in Ein Yaakov there in Shabbos, Kufi, Gimel, and Aleph. That says also, he quotes the Shiltas and he's adding three words. Okay, those cheaper clothes, they don't necessarily bring you honor. If you're wearing schleppy clothes because you're a schlepper, you're a porter, you're wearing, you know, you work in a kitchen, you work in a place, you work in taking out the garbage, so you don't have, now those clothes are not necessarily honorable, but rather they are, you know, they're just wearing because you have to wear clothing. It's the Shabbos clothes that are called honor clothing. And it's interesting because the Netziv, in his commentary on that Shilta, Tamek Shela, that's his comment on the Shilta, of Rachaygon, in Parash Bereishis, Shilta Aleph and Oz Hey, he points out an interesting thing. We have different words for clothing, right? We have Levush, and begodim and so on, different words. Well, the word levush, he demonstrates, I didn't print that part of it, the earlier part of it. Levush is related to the word busha. You wear clothing for modesty reasons. Why do you wear clothes? For modesty, to cover up your body. Levush, for the sake of busha, for the sake of shame. Not shame, you're embarrassed, but, you know, modesty, right? That's what levush means. You wear certain clothing, you wear for modesty purposes. Okay, not necessarily to decorate yourself and so on and show anything off, but, you know, you go outside, you put on clothing because it's shame in the sense of, you know, modesty, right? That's lavush. So he says it's interesting. What type of clothing? He says, what about your undergarments? Your undergarments. You have underwear. You're not wearing those. I understand I have a nice suit, a nice tie, whatever. That proclaims honor and so on. But the undergarments don't. Right? The undershirt, the underwear, socks, whatever, those kind of things. So then Netziv writes in the Hamek Shela, based on that girsa in the Gemara that the Shiltas has, Rabbi Yochanan said that he called his Shabbos clothes Machabdusai. What he meant was, just usually, second line, your undergarments are wearing just for, you know, modesty reasons, not for any covered. But sounds like even the undergarments. So it sounds like you should change everything for Shabbos, even the undergarments. Interesting comment from the Netziv, I thought. Now, anyway, to go further, the Rambam brings us all the halacha perek lamed of Hilchos Shabbos halacha beis, talks about covered in general, that ezel covered. What's covered for Shabbos? Shemitzah lirchot. You should bathe yourself in hot water. Wash your hands, face and leg, and everything else, and feet on erev Shabbos. That's covered Shabbos. Umisates betzitzis. You should put on your tzitzis, your talis. Yoshev mechubet. I'm sorry. Be covered rosh. You should sit seriously and anticipate Shabbos. We don't have that today. Of salvation, and others pointed out, we don't have erev Shabbos today. American Jews of salvation are shomer Shabbos. We have Shabbos, but we don't have erev Shabbos. Okay, Erev Shabbos, no matter what time it is, you're rushing the last minute. Shul could be 4:15, shul could be 8:15. Doesn't matter, you're getting ready the last minute, right? And that's the way most of us, I think, are. And I'm including myself, right? We, you know, you're running. It's 18 minutes and this and that. Even though you use the 18 minutes on Friday afternoon, Mamish, again, depending, no matter what time Shabbos is, the people who always come late to shul for Mincha on Friday afternoon. Doesn't matter if Shabbos starts at 4:15 or starts at 8:15. They're always late. Okay, that's the way people are, okay? But it didn't used to be like that. So right now, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael on Friday afternoon already, Friday afternoon is a few hours before Shabbos. Everything's closing, and then people are running to where they have to go for Shabbos and so on. There is a notion of Erev Shabbos. Anyway, the Rambam says you're supposed to wait, and they said the original Chacham used to sit in the Shabbos clothes like you're greeting a king. And he writes in Balach Gimel, there in 48, he says, "O mikavod Shabbos shall yilbosh ksus nekia, v'lo yeh malbul shachol kamalbul shal Shabbos." And if you got, right, you should wear clean, nice garments, put it on Erev Shabbos. If you have nothing to change into, then you fold the garments like we mentioned before. Beis Yosef, it's the Reish Samach Beis of Arachaim, was Beis in 49, has a couple of other differences or different opinions what it means to shalshel, either picking up the hem in some way or wrapping it differently. Okay, so let's look in the Shulchan Aruch. So Reish Samach Beis, Siv Beis. Interesting language in 50. Yishtadel Shilo Begadim Noim L'Shabbos. It's a funny language. Yishtadel usually means to try, make an effort. Sounds like perhaps you don't have to. It's just a nice idea to try. That's how one could learn that word, yishtadel. Try. Okay, but I think it means more than that because I didn't print it, but the Mechaber uses the same word when he talks about davening in the minyan. Yishtadel. You know, I don't think he's saying it's less than a chiv. I just think you may have to make an extra effort. It's an expense. Buy fancy clothes for Shabbos. And of course, he says, even after he can't, then you fold over the garments that way and so on. They're all covered. And look what he says. Siv Gimel. Yilbosh begodav anoim yismach b'biyah Shabbos ki yotzei l'erukas hamalach. It's proper to put your Shabbos clothing on Erev Shabbos yet and go await the Shabbos and so on. He quotes the Gemara of Chanina, Boichala, and Yoch, I'm sorry, Boich Shabbos Malkasa, and Rav Chanina, and Rav Yana said Boichala. Okay. And he says it's proper. Look at the second line of that second of Siv Gimel there in 50. Right after you bathe. You bathe for Shabbos, put on your Shabbos clothes. Don't put on other clothes and then change. Put on your Shabbos clothes. The Zedel covered Shabbos. He says, otherwise, don't bathe till close to Shabbos. Okay, then you'll be able to do it. All right, now, but that's what you're supposed to do. Put on the Shabbos clothes on Erev Shabbos. That's why it's part of covered Shabbos, like we mentioned before. The Be'er Heitev makes an interesting comment. There in Aruch Chaim, some race time of base, you've caught in Dalid at 51. He quotes the Arizal, the Dafka wear white. He has something up here, Kabbalah, Dafka white. Four different types of garments, Kenegan, the Shem Hashem, four letter name, and so on. And then it says, look at the end of the first line of 51. Kosov b'samech ches, sefer chassidim. Okay. Al yikach odam yelad b'shabbos, ad shosim t'chila kar b'cheiko. Don't pick up a little kid on Shabbos, okay, unless you first have a cloth or pillow on your shoulder. You know what happens? The kid spits up. right? I mean, how many times it happened to all of us, especially on Shabbos, right? Okay, you know, you go down, you pick up the baby, and you hold him against your shoulder, and then he spits all over the back of your jacket. And it's usually the jacket you just got back from the cleaners. Okay, and that's the way it works out. Okay, you know, I remember, you know, my kids like the kibbutz about it. One time went to Florida, to Miami, or went to vacation like that, and the kid, they got some kind of bug they got in the hotel we were staying in. Not serious, but it made them nauseous. And I had several suits with me, and every one of the kids spit up on a different suit. Okay? I mean, just every time I picked up a kid. So I forgot about the Sefer Hasidim. Don't pick up the kid unless you got the cloth there. Then at the end, he writes, okay, he writes from the Aguda, Sheyelech b'bigdei Shabbos ad memshin is motzoi Shabbos achar ha'avdolah. Okay? So he says, the Be'er Heitev says, you should keep your Shabbos clothing on until after Avdallah. In the middle, he writes, Maharil ha'ilo talis miyuchad l'Shabbos. Okay, not many of us do, right? Maharil had a special Shabbos talis. He didn't wear the same talis on Shabbos he wore during the week. That's also begadim. It's also a big day Shabbos. But it should look different. A fellow told me a fascinating story. A fellow from here in Teaneck told me a fascinating story. He was in shul, and he saw on Friday afternoon, he came to shul for Minchan Bar, Kabbalah Shabbos, you know, and there was a Jew, a Yemenite Jew, who put on his talis before Mincha, Shabbos, Friday afternoon, put on his talis before Mincha, kept it on for Kabbalah, Shabbos, and Maariv, and he kept it on as he's walking home, wearing a talis. It was dark out already. So this guy was very curious. He never saw such a thing. Why he put the talis on Davka before Mincha? He said, at first I thought maybe he hadn't put a tzilin on that day, but no, he never put on a tzilin. He put on his talis before Mincha, kept it on for Kabbalah Shabbos Maariv, and kept on his walking home. So the fellow says, I had to ask him, what is that? So the guy explained, listen to this one, that his ancestors, whatever, a few generations back, grew up in Yemen. They were incredibly poor. They did not have nice clothes for Shabbos. So the minhag developed that people put a talis on for Shabbos. Even though you wouldn't ordinarily wear your talis for Mincha, certainly not for Maariv, and walking home from shul, they wanted to have something that indicated Shabbos. So they wore their talis. Isn't that interesting? So he said, and then people in that town continue to keep that minig today, even though today they have other clothes, but they keep that minig, very fascinating minig, to identify that it's Shabbos.
Rabbi, I had a guy at my house a few weeks ago. He came from Israel. His name was Simchoni. He was Tamani. He put his talis on my house. He put his talis on my house on Friday night. Yeah.
There you go. So most people is made from the same community, same part of Israel.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah. Very interesting. I've never heard of it before myself, but there you go. Very beautiful minig. They maintain it. Anyway, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah in 52, you can raise some of these. I'm not going to read every line here, but he says that Yishtadel again, because it says, Dixiv. Now, Yishtadel, I think the Mishnah Berurah is trying to tell you, don't think Yishtadel means just try, it's not so important. It's a Dixiv, a Pasuk, right? And we had the Gemaras and so on. And of course, since you've gotten involved in Na'im, nice clothes, Kefi Yechalto, as much as you can afford. Okay, a person has to be able to afford it. Okay, and he says an important thing. Afilehu Baderech Levado. Let's say a person is away for Shabbos, got stuck someplace. Coming home and the flight got canceled, so you're in a place with non-Jews, okay, and you're staying in a non-Jewish inn or whatever it is, and there's nobody can see you there, right? You're going to stay in the room. Nevertheless, he says, put on big day Shabbos. Because the Mishnah Berurah explains, ki enam abusim l'chod aroim. The clothes are not for people to see you. The clothes are a covered Shabbos. So Mishnah Berurah says, even if you're alone, even if you're among goyim, wear Shabbos clothing, okay? And then he quotes the same Chassidim, also we mentioned before, and he says, you know, and if cotton ches, yelech b'em ad motzoi Shabbos achar Avdallah. Keep them on, like we said, until motzoi Shabbos after Avdallah. I just want to point out, unfortunately, it is unfortunate. I'm not criticizing people, but it's a problem. Especially now the days are getting longer. It'll get warmer out. Many times you walk through the streets here in our town, in Teaneck and other places, and Shabbos afternoon, people in the park, they're going for a walk and they're wearing weekday clothing. It's not right. Shabbos clothing are not for the shul only. Okay, Shabbos clothing or Shabbos clothing all day long. Okay, that's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to wear Shabbos clothes all day till Motzei Shabbos, till Avdallah. Not in the afternoon. You would go to the park wearing sweatpants and you know t-shirts and so on. It's not really right. Again, you have to talk to people nicely, and people may not know better. But those of us who do know better should wear big day Shabbos the whole Shabbos. That's the din. There's a famous story of Soloveitchik. The olden days, people would not go out in the street without a hat. Okay. I'm sorry, not without a jacket. They'd walk the streets without a jacket. The guy had a Shabbos jacket, but it was 95 degrees and humid or whatever it was in Boston. So the guy wanted to leave his jacket in shul. Davin and Maimonides, when the Rav Zichron Baruch was in charge, was a rabbi. He wanted to leave his jacket in shul. walk home, you know, just in a short sleeve shirt. Then he come back from mincha, put his jacket back on. And the Rav said no. The Rav said no. It's better don't come from mincha. If you can't walk in, don't come. It's too hot. But you can't walk out without a jacket on Shabbos. It's covered Shabbos. Anyway, I tell you, it's a little different. Maybe the jacket don't mean the same thing. But in any event, that's the idea. Okay. And he also quotes this. You have to practice boi chala. We say it lechadoda. We turn around to the west. Right, if a guest is coming in the room, fine. And he writes in the Zikot Yud Aleph, and very important, v'gam hanoshim, women also. This din of bathing and wearing nice clothes on Shabbos applies to women also. The din of covered Shabbos. Okay, so sometimes women like to come to the Shabbos table with a robe on. Okay, but you get a nice robe. Okay, you should not be, you're not just coming in sweats and a t-shirt and pajamas. Okay, gam hanoshim nogos kodom hadlokas nes lichos ha'am v'lilvos pigdei Shabbos. V'ashrei lahem. Okay. And then he discusses what happened out of time and so on. Okay. Anyway, we get the idea. And he also says you keep them on until after Abdullah, like we mentioned. Okay. Now, in order to have Shabbos clothes, you have to clean them. So the Gemara in Baba Kama, Sanach, I'm sorry, Pei Beis and Aleph 53. We'll move to finish up shortly. Asorah, Tarkonos, Tikken, Ezra. Ezra instituted 10 practices. And one of them was, you bechabsin bechamish b'Shabbos, yishum kovar Shabbos. Do your laundry on Thursday, you shall have clean clothes for Shabbos. Rashi says, mechabsin big dame, lekovar Shabbos. Thursday was laundry day. Okay, they wore the clothes last Shabbos. We have a different story. People do laundry every other day. It used to be that laundry day was a whole day. Right? They had to bring the stuff down to the river and wash it and then bang it, then scrub the dirt out and then hang it up the whole day. Tell you, put it in the washing machine, you're done in an hour. Okay, but it wasn't like that in the old days. You had laundry day. Okay, so Thursday was laundry day. And the Miri brings it. That was the fourth of the Takana. There in Baba Kama paid babies in all 55. The Mechabsin, why on Thursday? Why not on Friday? Now again, people are busy on Friday with other things. Other preparations. So laundry took a long time. They would do it on Shabbos. And the Shittim Gubetzes, there in Baba Kama, Pei Beis Menalov says, the name of the Meiri, Lichvod Shabbos, right? Lo Yam Tino at Erev Shabbos. Don't wait till Friday because you have other things to take care of. And the Rambam brings it to Aloch and Parak Lamed Aloch and Gimel, Vichl Shabbos 57, Ezra Tikas Yo'am Mechabsin Mechamish Mechavim Shabbos. Shochar brings it to and some Reish Mem Beis Sif Aleph. Nakonis Ezra should do a wash on Thursday. We have covered Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay, there in some Reish Mem Beis, says the whole idea of this whole takana was Kedei Shul Levonim Shabbos. So you have clean clothes for Shabbos. And Lefiz there, Tzarek Lizor, Shalolech Becholok Echad Kama Shabbos, Shalolabo, takana says, don't wear the same shirt every week. It'll look bad after a while, get stained, right? You wear a different shirt and clean it on Thursday. That's all part of takana. You have nice clothes for Shabbos. Rav Shulchan mentions perhaps it's different today. He says, everybody has other clothing. Quotes, he says at the end there, in Sif Mem Aleph of Sim Reish Mem Bay 60. But Achshav Kol Yisrael Machlifin. Today we all switch and we have other clothing. And what I wanted to add on from him is look, he says at the end, Vigama Kova Leheker Kovat Shabbos. Person has a hat, person wears a hat, have a Shabbos hat as well. Okay. And anyway, those are things you're allowed to do, you're supposed to do on Thursday. And if you didn't, it's the Gemara Psochim. Says in Nunam and Beis 61, the Bryce says to Tanya, usually you're not supposed to do any malacha on Erev Shabbos after Mincha. And Eino Ro Simon Brochalo, you won't get success in that endeavor. Mincha means late in the day on Shabbos. You don't start a new activity late in the day on Friday. Not a good idea. As Shukhanov brings it, it's in Reish Tanav, Sif Alef, Ose, Malacha, Erev Shabbos, and Mincha, Mala, Eino Ro Simon Brocha. But in Sif Beis, the second begotah, but it means you have to fix your clothing. You're doing something like covered Shabbos, and that's certainly a good thing. Okay. Now we talk about clothes. There's a question. What about shoes? I'm supposed to have Shabbos shoes. Oh, my kids, yeah, Shabbos shoes. I'm supposed to have Shabbos shoes. It looks like that the Yerushalmi in Shabbos, Parak Vav, Alach HaBeis 64. Lav Urche de Bar Nosha, Mehevel and Trey, Mindolin, Sandolin, Chad Lecholach, Sandals, Shoes, Footwear, Chad Lecholach, Chad Lechavata. It's actually Machloka 65 and 66 between the Korban Eda, there in Parak Vav, Alach HaBeis Shabbos, or Pnei Moshe, whether it's a question or it's a statement. Assuming that it's a statement, then you have to have separate shoes for Shabbos as well. And that's how I quote from the Vilna Gaon, the Maaseh Rav of the Shabbos Os Kuf Mem Zayin. He writes, "Be'inyan Big Day Shabbos Min Hogo, the Minhag of the Growers LaHachlif Mekaf Regel Ad Rosh." He changed everything from head to foot. We're nothing the same, including tzanach, including undergarments, like we mentioned before. We have nothing that he wouldn't change for Shabbos, including his shoes. The Ben Ish Chai, we quoted him before, the Ben Yoyada, has a collection of shoes called Rav Palim. Chelik Dalad Chelik Archaim Simon Yud Gimel 68. He's not sure about the shoes. He doesn't think shoes are included among begodim. And he brings an interesting raya because we have two different brachas in the morning. Brachas Hashachar Malbish Arumim is about begadim. Shosli called Tzarki is about shoes. Why do you have two different brachas? Apparently, shoes are not included among begadim, so he's not so sure. But nonetheless, I think the more widespread practice is that we do have separate shoes. It depends how you read that. Yerushalmi. Okay, so I think people do have should have special shoes for Shabbos as well, covered Shabbos. As far as when to keep them on, we mentioned before, Kaf HaChaim writes in Sin Reish Tanu Beis, some said until Havmela, the Kaf HaChaim in Sin Reish Tanu Beis, Os Chof Ches in 69, says, HaNachon Shishar Olav Ad Acher Sudu Revius. That's Malav Malka. You stay your big day Shabbos, not only the whole day of Shabbos, but even Saturday night until you have Malav Malka. Just to finish off, what about during the 9 days? Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simon Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Aleph. Quote, there are more quotes that Shabbos Chazon ain't machlif in Lubos Big Day Shabbos. The Shabbos of the 9 days, Shabbos for Tisha B'Av, Chazonish, Shabbos Chazon, you should wear, don't switch clothing, except your outer coat, your ksonas. Okay? Mishnah Berurah says that's just worn for warmth or whatever, for other sweat and other purposes, but you can change. Otherwise, you shouldn't change. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes answering on Vav that many people disagreed and held that you do change even on Shabbos Chazon, Shabbos Chabot Tishbav, Rosh Hashulchan, there in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Aleph writes in 72. We have already a number of, we don't follow what the Ramah says. We do wear big day Shabbos, maybe because our clothes are different and so on. He said, all the Gdolei Ador do that. And that's not Avelis Befar Hesya. So I think the widespread practice nowadays, even Shabbos Chazon, we do put on our big day Shabbos as well. As far as an Ovel during Shiva is concerned, similar question. In Yoredeya Siman Tov, Sif Aleph, Shabbos doesn't cancel Avelis like Yontov does, but it counts towards Avelis. And there's certain things you don't do on Shabbos, certain private things, but public things you do. And he says you don't wear the torn shirt or the torn jacket you're wearing all week. You change that even during the week of Shiva, God forbid. And Birka Yosef, the Chidor points out 74 in Sukkot and Beis, nobody doesn't have Big Day Shabbos. He says, nowadays, she'ain shum unabisol, she'ain lo beged l'Shabbos, tov mechol. Everybody's got better clothing. So therefore, we do change even during Avelos. And the Lagon also writes in the Maaseh Rav, Os Kuf Tzadi Zayin 75, Shabbos Chazon, ainim shana Big Day Shabbos klal. Okay, you should wear Big Day Shabbos, even Shabbos Chazon. And that's a thing for an Ovel as well. So we always change into Big Day Shabbos. The last source that printed, the Birka Yosef mentioned about the folding there in some race on base, Sukkot and Dalad. He says that everybody should wait and so on. You know, if you have nothing else, you just, he mentions something else, you should not wear it. He excludes or he's angry at people who don't put on Big Day Shabbos in the evening. Okay, anybody, Asher Noga Lakim Libo. Yilbash Be'erev Shabbos, Likvot Shabbos, the Kabbal Shabbos, the God of Noam, even for Kabbal Shabbos, the Sefer Chas, in the another one of his works, his commentary on the Sefer Chasim called Bris Olam, Tzim Nun Zayin, the Kedor writes, Ani Omer, Oilohem, woes to those. Now, on Friday night, they don't wear Big Day Shabbos. That's the Goyisha practice. You don't put on the Sunday best till Sunday. We put it on the night before. It's not proper. We should have the whole Shabbos from beginning to end. And finally, I quoted from Reb Tzaddik, Pre Tzaddik and Dvarim Parsha Shoftim, Osei. He says one of the purposes of wearing Big Day Shabbos is because that's our way of sanctifying Shabbos. And what he means is, I think, that Shabbos is sanctified by HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what, every 7 days. We don't play a role when Shabbos comes. Let's say Yontif, we do play a role. The Torah says that Pesach is the 15th of the month. When the 15th of the month, it depends when Bezin declares the first of the month. So we have a role. When it comes to Shabbos, every 7 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mekadosh Shabbos by himself. But yet we have to play a role in Mekadosh Shabbos, and that's what the clothing does. The clothing is new. So that's why we should be careful about Big Day Shabbos. We should be careful about it. The entire Shabbos, it's not just Yishtadil. It seems to be a real din. And probably a din in Kavod or Zaruch HaShem, to remind us that a Shabbos, we should have the opportunity to enjoy Shabbos, to wear nice clothing for Shabbos, and keep them on, hopefully, the entire Shabbos. I wish everybody a good Shabbos.
Have a good